This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. First day of spring. Let's get really excited to be doing some work outside. I know it is warming up today in my area, going to be about 60 degrees. So I'm excited to get out there and get some things done. We're really, really getting close to what we want to do for spring and get out there and get excited. It's awesome. We'll have a little bit of that fog this morning in the area, but it's going to be a beautiful day. Temperatures are really starting to warm up throughout the week, it looks like. And we're end of next week, the overnight temperatures are where we're going to start to see some cold temperatures. Still going to have some 30s overnight, but looking like a week from now, maybe in the 20s overnight. But it's the weather. It changes every day. I mean, 2 weeks ago, I was talking on Sunday. We had no idea that there was going to be snow on that Wednesday. It happened like 2 days prior. They were like, oh, yeah, it's going to snow. Oh, perfect. Great for planning. But anyways, you get the idea. It's not always, you know, going to happen. But we'll see. We shall see. We're excited to be getting ready for this spring season. Now, I started off the show in the first hour really talking about soil temperatures. You know, I want to bring it up again, and I'll bring it up the next couple hours at the beginning as well, because where I am in Chelmsford, the soil temperature currently is 42 degrees. What does that mean for anyone? Well, what it means is if you're putting grass seed down, it's too early. If you're putting crabgrass control down, it's too early. I mean, I know we had our soil temperatures warmed up the other day where it was in, you know, about 53, according to a website that I'm looking at. It's the same one that I've been looking at for a number of years, Greencast Online. And it's telling me that, you know, the soil temperatures are fluctuating. Comparatively, the five-year average is about 41 degrees right now, where they're saying the past few days we've had some temperatures in the higher 40s in the soil temperature, right? Soil temperature. So why is that key? Why is soil temperature so important, and why am I spending time on it? Well, multiple things. Let's start with grass seed, right? Grass seed will not start to germinate unless the soil temperatures are a certain temperature. And that's usually above 50. I like to say above 55. Because when we're getting to 55 degrees in the temperature, it's on the rise. That's where we're going. So if you were to put grass seed down today, for some reason, you're not going to see germination for a while. And what is that going to do? It's going to slow down the process. So you might look at it and say, well, the bag says 10 to 14 days in germination. In 10 to 14 days from now, you know, it hasn't grown. The temperatures outside are warm, but it's about the soil temperatures, and that's at about a couple inches deep. So about 2 inches deep is what we're looking at right now, soil temperatures, and they're still 42 degrees. So they're thawed out. There's no ice levels in them where we are, but not ready to take grass seed yet. So I wouldn't be putting any down just yet. I'd be waiting another week to 10 days, maybe 2 weeks. You know, it's really going to depend on what happens and if the temperatures stay the same, start staying warmer. Like, we're going to get 60s today. I'm sure our soil temperatures will warm up into the mid to high 40s. But I still wouldn't put anything down. Now, moving on to the crabgrass control. Now, 80% of crabgrass, give or take, you know, maybe a 5%, 10%, will germinate when temperatures in the soil are 55 to 60 degrees. So why put crabgrass control down when it's 42 degrees in the soil temperature and it's not getting to those higher temperatures? That's what you got to look at, right? So, like I was saying, crabgrass germinates when the soil temperatures start to hit 55. We're not there yet. We're still at least a couple weeks away. So I'd be looking at it and saying, you know, why put something down if I'm going to lose a couple weeks of the use of the product? The fertilizer is not going to be able to get to where it needs to go. It's not preventing anything. And you might be saying, well, what if we want to get ahead of it? Yeah, you want to get ahead of it, but at what cost? How much of that product are you going to lose and not be able to have the full use of it? So that's why I say wait some time before you put it down. We're looking for some of those signs out there. You know, are the forsythia starting to bloom? You know, I've seen the buds swell on some of them, but I haven't seen the flowers. So I'm not driving around seeing forsythia flowers everywhere at this point. Maybe on the Cape they are, but their soil temperatures are fluctuating as well. They're getting into the warmer temperatures at this point. I'd say they're closer to putting, you know, your grass seed down, that type of thing. You look at the soil temperature there now. You know, in Falmouth, I look at Falmouth. Their soil temperature is 47 degrees. But it's warming up. It definitely is staying in those 50 degrees. We're getting there during the day. But current soil temperature, 47. 24-hour average, 49. 5-day average, 47. So you get the idea, you know, we're very close to it, but we're not starting yet. I don't want you to put something down and waste it. So, you know, for the Cape, maybe it's another week. More north you go, add a little bit of time. If you're going into Maine, we're probably 3-4 weeks away. That's just what you got to look at. So, you know, I bring this up because it is very important. I want to make sure you are successful in what you do. So this is part of it. The outdoor temperatures are definitely part of it too. Obviously, Friday, it's 75 degrees, 76. I mean, I looked at the thermometer in my truck and at one point it said 77. And I, you know, give or take a few degrees because we're having the reflection, all that stuff, but it was warm. It was nice out. We're going to be in the 60s today. So it's truly spring. we're truly ready for spring to hit us, but let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. We're still in the process of starting some of those seeds indoors, starting some of the plants, our veggies that we want. We're not there yet. So we got to be ready to go when it does go full bore. We're almost there. So it's definitely spring, and we're definitely getting excited, but just hold on to that excitement just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Because we want to be successful. We want to be, not worry about wasting our time on there. We want to be able to get going. So definitely another week to 10 days in some areas, but there are other things you can be doing to get ready for that. Maybe it's cleaning up the yard, getting some of the branches that fell, any of the leaves that's still left over, getting those cleaned up, and then using that rake to dethatch the lawn a little bit, rough raking it a little bit to get some of that not so great layer of grass. Those are all things we can start to do before we go full bore. We're almost there. We're on the verge of it. So if you have questions, call us at 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
A couple quick questions.
Sure.
I do mostly 5-gallon bucket farming.
Yep.
What's a good substance to put into the bucket to stimulate the soil so that when I throw some seeds or plants in, they'll take off, you know, as fast as they can? The other question is, what have I put down for my Pinky Winky, my Miss Kim, and the hydrangeas? And here's the question of the day, and maybe someone in your audience can help. How can you decompose oak tree leaves? It seems like every oak tree leaves are in my front yard this year.
All right, so what can we add to the soil to into the containers to get some, you know, the starting going?
Yeah.
So a couple things we could be doing. You could be using protolyzer to start with the seeds.
Okay.
You could be using like a biotone. That would be fine too. Something to just really stimulate the soil and get the soil going.
Okay.
But I'd be looking at probably the protolyzer as one of the betters for it.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Of course.
The protolyzer, can I use it if I purchased it last year? Does it have a lifetime?
It should be fine. It definitely should be.
Okay, fine. Very good. Thank you.
So use that. Now, as for the for what you should be doing for fertilizing the hydrangeas, the Miss Kim, and you know, the Pinky Winky
Pinky
at the same
winky.
Time. So I'd be looking at, you could use a holly tone for the Miss Kim, the, you know, your blue hydrangeas, those types. For the Pinky Winky, you could probably, just to give it a boost first thing, use something along the lines of like the superphosphate.
Okay.
To try and push some new flowers, new growth this year. So that would be fine to do. I would also, you could also use like a 10-10-10, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One of those would be fine to do. Really sure. On, up to you on how you want to go about it. Now, mm-hmm. as far as the oak leaves, what I would be looking at doing would be, you know, if you have a pile of them, try and thin it out a little bit, level it out, and I would start mowing it over, right? Breaking okay. it down to smaller pieces. Now, if you have a bag on the mower, what I would do after you're done, you know, after the bag's full, I would honestly take it, dump it out, and probably run it over again to just really get it smaller pieces. From that point is going to be small. It's going to be easier to compost, easier to get to decompose.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I would also, if you're looking to get them to compost, I would look at using a product from Espoma. It's a compost accelerator, compost starter.
Okay.
That compost product will help speed things up a bit, help speed up the process of composting. It
okay.
would really, really help it get going. It's called Compost Starter. I'm trying to so you would. You can actually add it to the compost level. It's 1 cup per 16 square feet of the area. So a 4x4 section.
Okay.
But what you'd want to do is add other things to that compost to break it down. But I think that's the best way to really do it.
Okay. All right. Well, I got some. I'll start on that while the weather is still cold and wet up here in Maine.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. Chuck, you take good care.
You too, Bob. Thanks. Enjoy the rest of your week.
All right. You as well. Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all-season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all-natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News. The Russian Defense Ministry says their forces fired hypersonic missiles for the first time in its invasion of Ukraine. Those missiles were used in a strike on a Ukrainian armed forces ammunition depot in the southwest of the country. The town of Carbon, Texas, has been nearly wiped out by the Eastland Complex wildfires. Those fires have now burned over 54,000 acres about 100 miles west of Fort Worth.
It's everything. You know, when people say they lose their house, it's not just their house. It's your clothes on your... I mean, it's just everything. Everything you have.
Several people were injured when an L.A. County Sheriff's helicopter crashed Saturday afternoon. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva.
The aircraft landed just a few feet from a 200-foot drop down to Morris Dam below. So the fact that it did not roll over, go all the way down, or that there was no fire is nothing short of a miracle.
This is USA Radio News. Officials in Dumas, Arkansas, say as many as 20 people were shot, some of them children, at least one person killed, outside of a car show, raising money for a nonprofit youth organization Saturday night. Organizer Wallace McGee.
Brandon, Duncan, getting down, trying to get kids out the way.
North Korea fired suspected artillery pieces into the sea on Sunday. South Korea's military said days after the North's latest missile launch ended in failure amid the country's recent burst of weapons testing activity. There is speculation that North Korea could soon try to launch its developmental longest-range ballistic missile to bolster its weapons arsenal and dial up pressure on the United States to wrest concessions amid stalled diplomacy. Gas prices are on a slight decline across the country, AAA reporting. The current nationwide average for a gallon of gas is $4.26. That's down from last week's average of $4.32. However, this time last year, gas was an average of $2.88. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And do have another call on the line, so I want to get back into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Ann's in Massachusetts.
Ann, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you. I'm just wanting to see when in zone 5 you would start trimming or cutting back the knockout roses.
So I'd wait another couple weeks. Just let it warm up just a little bit more. Usually it's about the time that the Red Sox come back to Boston to play. That's my father has always said that for years, and that's how I've always remembered when to really start to prune back any roses. You know, there was always.
And how far back should they be pruned?
So it depends. I mean, a lot of people will look at it and just, you know, cut it back, just getting rid of some of the dead and damage from the winter, cutting rid of some of the, you know, kind of shaping it a little bit, maybe by a third. But I, you know,
well, these are just a year old.
So if they're a year old, you know, maybe it's just a little bit to help stimulate new growth where you're just maybe almost like tipping it back, right? Taking some of the tips to get this plant a little bit wider for you, a little bit bigger. So that, you know, a 1-year plant, this is when you can train it. And I'm not saying it's a 1-year old because it's probably a couple years old based on being into the container, but we want to train it to get wider, to get bigger, right? And so when we prune back anything along these lines, what happens is there's a hormone underneath there where they'll create two shoots coming out. So now they're going to start to get bushier and thicker. You know, long term, what does that mean? Means more flowers eventually, more, you know, more coverage of the plant. So for this first year, it might not be a bad thing to just tip it back versus cutting it back heavily. And I wouldn't.
So a couple inches.
Yes. Yes. Okay. We're really just putting, taking a little bit off the top to help get it to the space that we want to thicken, have some stronger branching, have some, you know, some more growth to it. So I'd still wait probably 3 weeks from now before you do it, usually about the 15th of April-ish.
Okay. All right. And I have another quick question.
Sure.
How soon can endless summer hydrangeas be fertilized with Triple 10?
So I would still wait a little bit more time on there. I would probably be waiting another 2 weeks before you were to do it, unless you're on the Cape. If you're down on Cape Cod where it's a little bit warmer, maybe it's next week. The soil temperatures have warmed up where the intake of the fertilizer is a little bit easier to do, whereas the northern part of Massachusetts is colder and that intake isn't there. It's not uptaking the fertilizer as easily. So we're just about there. But you
okay,
can do
so
it as
mid-April?
Maybe even a little bit earlier than that. But
okay.
Take a look at the temperatures. Once we start to level off with temperatures, and when I mean level off, I mean the overnight and the during-the-day temperatures aren't a dramatic change. You know, just looking at the long-term forecast, part of it, part of next week, next Sunday, Monday, it's looking like the temperatures overnight are going to be in the low 20s, whereas that during the day it's going to be 50. So that temperature is such a high fluctuation that the ground is just going up and down, and it's not ready to really uptake that fertilizer. So
okay.
That's why we kind of want to look at it. The temperatures, once they start to even off where it's, you know, going from 50 at night, 50 during the day, excuse me, to like 40s, not 20s. So there's a better way so that it can be successful throughout the, you know, going through that. It doesn't wake up, then slow down. Wake up, then slow down. It's awake, and it's still just kind of going during the day. So that's how I would look at it, and that's when I would start to put that down.
Okay, and then the second fertilizer would go after that, the like the Espoma.
Yeah, so you would do the 10-10-10, and then usually you could do like 6 weeks after. What some people will do, to be honest with you, for like they will put like the rose tone down first, and then 6 weeks after that put a 10-10-10, or it's the opposite, 10-10-10 now, then rose tone. But you can do it multiple times. It's not just a one and done on these for the roses because they're feeding all season.
Well, no, for the endless summer.
I'm sorry. I was thinking back to the roses. For the endless summer, you could use the 10-10-10, or you could even use the superphosphate early, right? And then you could go to like a holly tone, depending upon what you're looking to do. If you want to get the color, you know, deeper, we can look at putting like a soil acidifier to make the soil more acidic, making those flowers bluer.
But first it would be the Triple 10.
Yes,
and
you can do that
later.
Yep.
Okay.
I would be looking at doing that just to help. The holly tone has acidic fertilizer to it, so that's when we're going to be looking at putting it down.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you very much.
No problem. You have a great one, Ann.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're about midway through the show. Plenty of time if you have some questions. I know we're waking up and the sun is showing. There might be a little bit of fog out there, maybe closer to the shorelines. But nothing like the other day. I'll tell you, Friday morning, fog everywhere. And like I said the first thing this morning, my oldest Katie, we were driving to school, and she's like, "Daddy, it's like it's haunted out there. It's like a, you know, this would be perfect for like Halloween, not right now." It's like, you know, I wasn't going to get into the science behind it. A little bit too early for me on that one. But it was interesting, you know. The fog was so bad here on Friday. And then later in the day, it's 77 degrees and beautiful. So definitely we're getting some of those good temperatures. We're going to be warming up today. Going to be warming up, you know, this week, really. We'll have some temperatures overnights that will, you know, get drop into the 30s. So our soil is not completely ready. Our the temperatures are there, but honestly, we're almost there. It is spring today, and it is time to get excited. But let's wait a little bit more time because I see some heavy fluctuations on temperatures. You know, 20 plus degree temperature fluctuation, or close to 20 overnight. So that's what concerns me when it comes to the growing temperatures outside. You know, I love the warm weather during the day, but that overnight temperature is, something that, you know, we can just be a little bit nervous on. That's when, you know, frosts hit. Obviously, a frost in our area of New England can still happen all the way until the almost the end of May. So, I mean, we're far from that. It's usually about May 20th. So we're 2 months away from the last frost, right? So we still got some time. What does that mean? Some of our seedlings, we're starting indoors because we're not going to put them outside for 2 months. We'll have them growing indoors and getting ready. Your tomatoes, you could have started peppers already. Some of your cole crops, like Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, kohlrabi, those types of things, right? Those you could have started early and start now. And those you'll be able to get outside earlier. Right, middle of April, because they do tend to enjoy those cooler temperatures. You know, the coal crops, not cold crops, but coal crops. Anyways, we got some calls on the line, so let's get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Pat's in New Hampshire.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, thank you. I'm slowly trying to get rid of my lawn, but I'm going to be having some grading done around the house, and they're going to go out 12 feet. And I would like to use an organic grass and nutrients to have them put it down. I don't know if there's something I can get them to have them hydro seed it. And I also wanted, I know you said there were, there was grass with 4 foot roots, and I don't remember what it was, but I'm wondering if I could put together a grass mix, the nutrients that they could either hydro seed, or I guess I have to put it down by hand.
Well, so there is that, the mix that you're thinking about, there is the Black Beauty grass seed from Jonathan Green.
Okay.
Black Beauty has a great deep root system, and so it is definitely something I would recommend. Now, if you're looking at doing hydroseed, to be honest, I would even recommend putting that Black Beauty down before they hydroseeded. Because what I have found with hydroseed is it's a mixture of water. There's a paper substance that holds the seed in there. It's biodegradable. It's not a paper, but you get the idea.
Yes.
And the seed in it. And so it, when they spray it out, you know, it's got that green color to it, so they know where it is. But it doesn't necessarily mean that there's grass everywhere. So I have always, and I've always recommend to anybody who does hydro seed, just get a small bag of the Black Beauty, or depending upon if it's sunny, shady, the variety. Throw that down first, and then they hydro seed over it, and you're getting double the growth and thickening it up. So I would definitely be looking at doing that. That's just me.
Is that an organic hydro seed option?
You know, I'd have to look deeper into it, but I don't think it's 100% organic. The thing is, I mean, it's, the water is there. The The seed can be organic, but it also depends on how it was processed. Not sure. I don't see on a package anywhere where it says on the Black Beauty that it is organic.
Okay.
So I'd have to
look. More the chemicals that go with it.
Well, so the grass seed, though, would be depending upon how it's harvested or how it was grown, so it to be organic, right? So prior to it. Then the chemicals go ahead.
I'm sorry, I hear the music, and I want to ask you one more part of
this. Oh, yeah, no, don't worry, but I want you to hang tight with me because this is very timely information for everybody. So hang tight.
Thank you.
I'm going to take a break. For everybody else who wants to call, 855-660-4261.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Pat in regards to front area, 12-foot section, looking to go with organic way of growing the lawn, right? And so I was thinking a lot about it during the break. So the grass seed obviously is hard to get to the point where it's completely organic, but going from there, easy to really do. There's a number of companies out there with products that you can use organic setups. So you could be going to the Espoma products to start it. They're 100% organic when it comes to their fertilization program, right? Uh-huh. So you could look for a spring lawn booster would be the one to do right now. A lot of companies have, like, they have a four-step program where you can buy all four, and they have a mail-in rebate where you get, like, $20 back, right? So that would be one of the ones to look at. You could also look at the Jonathan Green products. They have a line of organics. You could look at Natural Alternative for their line of organic fertilizers. You know, theirs is a 5-application process versus a 4-application process. I like the 5-application based on how long your grass actually needs it, whereas a 4-application doesn't go the whole season.
Okay.
So that would be part of it. But all three of those have organic options for you. So definitely something to look at if you're looking for the organic way. And then what you'd also be looking at doing, because they're, you know, you said they're going to turn over the soil, right? Clean it up.
They're grading around 12 feet out all the way around the house and the garage.
Yep.
So they're actually taking all the topsoil away and bringing in fresh loam, which I don't think I can get them to leave it. But the other difficulty is where they stop is my old bumpy, lumpy, whatever lawn.
Yeah.
I can't afford to do it all, and I didn't know if I could ask them to, like, spread like at least a some layer of loam over the rest of it to help it, and then I.
Well, I'm sure.
I can't water it all either.
Understandably so. So what I would look at doing, you know, talk to them and say, hey, instead of taking all this topsoil away and trucking it away, maybe just push it into the other yard, and they might actually be able to balance the price off for you because, you know, cost of gas right now, obviously, is skyrocketing. So if they're taking that out and having to bring it somewhere, there's probably a good charge on there. So you never know. They might just be able to push it over there. Or, and not that this is the ideal situation, but at least just pile it up in an area, and then maybe you can pick away at it to level things out. But the,
right, because it's got all the grass and roots in it.
Yep, and so, you know, part of it, the grass and roots, will compost, will do, you know, clean up. What I would look for you to do is look at also feeding the soil with something along the lines of Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green and, like, the Magical or the Fast Acting Lime, right? So both of those help the pH levels. It helps the nutrients in the soil that are there really be successful. So it's not just about feeding your lawn and the grass that's growing. It's about feeding the soil underneath there. Now, it's something that you can do over time to help that Love Your Soil, or it's a product called Sulfur from Natural Alternative. It breaks down some of the compact soils that are underneath it. It also helps release trapped nutrients. So nutrients that are already in the soil, but they're kind of stuck and they can't move around. And that helps it. So it's about, and both of those products that I mentioned are both organic as well. So it's not like we're going to start putting chemicals down to do anything. Yeah. So I definitely think that's going to help you.
I had one more piece of question, which was the tiny, I want to get tiny little flowers in the lawn, and I don't know where to get them.
Okay.
I hear the music.
That's okay. So here's what we'll do. I'll keep you on, or you can get off, up to you. But on the other side of the break, I will mention a few things. Okay.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'll hang out.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.